Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well informed.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're jumping into something pretty fundamental: how we make choices about learning throughout our lives.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. We're looking at adult choice making, lifelong learning, and this tool called the Learning Choice Tracker, or LCT.
Right. Our goal is basically to unpack the key ideas from our source material so you can maybe see your own learning path a bit differently. See how those everyday decisions, maybe choices, add up.
And the source itself is a presentation from the Error Conference back in 2023. It's by Dr. Michael John Henderson from Monash University.
Adult Choice Making and the Learning Choice Tracker: Another Step in Building the Case. That's the title.
Exactly. And it really pushes for a richer way of thinking about how we learn and grow as adults.
Okay, so here's something right off the bat that caught my eye. Something that might just change how you think about your own development. It's the difference between a choice and a decision. I mean, I use those words almost exactly the same way, but this paper says, hold on, there's a difference. What's the distinction they're drawing?
It's what the paper calls a pragmatic distinction, but it's actually quite profound, I think.
Okay.
So choice making is framed as being about having an opportunity. It's that internal thing, right? Often invisible. You're weighing possibilities, thinking through paths.
It's mental work.
Precisely. Whereas decision making is tied to the outcome. It's the external thing, the visible action that comes after you've done that internal choosing.
Ah, I see. So choice is the considering. Decision is the committing.
You could put it that way, yeah. Thinking and weighing versus the actual step taken.
Okay, that clarifies things.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a quote in the source from Kofi Annan that seems to nail this.
Oh, yeah.
To live is to choose. But to choose well, you must know who you are and what you stand for, where you want to go and why you want to get there. It feels like that connects directly to this internal choice-making idea.
Absolutely it does. It implies that living well isn't just about making any decision. It's about choosing with full awareness.
Knowing yourself first.
Exactly. It points back to that deep internal process. Understanding your values, your goals, before you make that external move, that decision.
It really prompts you to think, doesn't it? What's going on inside your head before you make those big life moves?
For sure.
So if we take that distinction, choice versus decision, what does it tell us about how adults actually learn? The paper puts us at, quote, an intersection of adult learning and lifelong learning.
Right. And this is key because lifelong learning, well, it's messy. It's complex.
More than just taking a course.
Way more. The source emphasizes understanding it holistically, you know, beyond just the formal stuff, school or work training.
Okay.
It builds on work by people like Brooke and colleagues and Peter Jarvis, too. Jarvis really argued that lifelong learning covers basically all life experiences, not just planned education. It's continuous.
Gotcha. And part of that holistic view, the source mentions these things called conversion factors. They come from Brooke et al. Tied to the capability approach to learning. Sounds important.
It is. It's a really useful framework. Basically, okay. This approach breaks learning down.
How so?
Well, you've got your agency towards learning. That's your choice, your willingness, right?
Uh-huh.
That influences the results and benefits you get from learning. And that shapes your capability, set what you're actually capable of doing.
Okay, makes sense so far.
Now, the conversion factors, those are the things that turn your potential to learn, your capability, into actual learning.
Ah, the bridge.
Exactly. So learning is seen as a valuable option, a capability.
Yeah.
But you need resources, right? And you need to actually participate. That's turning the capability into functioning, into real learning.
And there's context, too.
Absolutely. It all sits within a wider enabling environment. Think social policies, the economy, your community support. It all plays a role. It's the whole ecosystem.
Wow. Okay. That really broadens the picture. It makes you wonder then how much our own unique backgrounds, our life stories, shape the learning choices we actually make.
Massively. And the paper gives this really striking example to illustrate exactly that.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
It describes someone they call a complex learning being, and the details are fascinating.
Okay.
Someone with a New Zealander, Irish, and Maori heritage learned about ancestors in Australia, first in their family to finish high school, had a goal even then, came to Australia, but from China, not NZ.
Wow, okay. Unexpected path.
Right. Trained as an engineer initially, then totally reinvented themselves. New careers, new relationships, went through tons of learning formal courses, informal life lessons, you name it.
So definitely not a straight line. More like a web.
Exactly. A complex web. And the point is, we are all complex learning beings like that.
Mm.
Your journey isn't simple either. It's layered, shaped by everything. And recognizing that complexity is vital if we want to understand learning choices properly, the standard models just don't capture it.
Which, I guess, leads us directly to the Learning Choice Tracker, the LCT. The paper presents it as a tool specifically for looking at these complex journeys.
That's its purpose. It's a visual tool designed to track what they call choice experiences across someone's life.
How does it work visually?
It basically maps out different areas of life, your background, major life events or headlines, your choices around education and learning, work, relationships, health, even the wider context, all plotted against a timeline.
Okay, like a life chart.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And the example they give is detailed. It traces someone's path.
Mm-hmm.
Stable family, migration, choosing a second degree, getting a job in ministry, even the impact of being the firstborn boy.
And it connects these things.
That's the really insightful part. It helps identify links or associations between these different choices and events. You see how one thing influenced another down the line.
Wow, imagine seeing your own life mapped out like that. What connections would pop out?
Exactly. It makes you think, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
And this kind of personalized map, this understanding, seems to be where the research points in terms of implications for adult learners. What does the paper suggest this all means?
Well, the main argument, the thesis, is that we need a, quote, revitalized or refreshed attention to a broader, more holistic, and more inclusive understanding of adults as learners.
Moving beyond simple labels.
Oh, right. Truly recognizing how these individual, messy, unique life journeys and the choices made along the way shape who we are as learners, our capabilities, our strengths.
And potential applications.
Huge potential. There's an opportunity mentioned for a funded project looking at the longer-term impact of this kind of understanding, improves self-awareness, cross-cultural understanding on things like civic engagement and well-being.
So helping people understand themselves better.
And potentially, the LCT could be a practical tool for, say, counselors, career advisors, helping them get a much deeper grasp of an adult's learning opportunities and background.
The paper mentions a specific first opportunity they're pursuing right now, using the LCT with master's students at Monash.
That's right. They're looking to apply it within the Monash Education Master's Degree Program.
What are they hoping to achieve there?
Several things, actually. It builds on Dr. Henderson's PhD work. They want to deploy the LCT with a small, selected group of students, a purposive sample, just to see, you know, does it work? Is it useful?
Testing the waters.
Yeah. The main goal is getting a deeper feel for the students' own trajectories, purposes, and aspirations. Why are they really there? Where are they coming from?
Beyond just the application form.
Exactly. They also want to properly investigate the LCT's value application, test the research approach itself, and build ongoing collaborations. And they see it having potential both inside the university and, eventually, much wider.
So this isn't just an idea on paper. They're actively building and testing this. And you mentioned automation. That sounds intriguing.
It is. They're deep into the current project with the Master of Education students.
What stage are they at?
Let's see. Lit review, ethics, new models were done 22, 23. Interviews, the source says, are underway right now. Then comes analysis, writing it up, getting it published.
On longer term.
The vision includes exploring other ways to use the LCT, maybe different versions or applications.
Okay, so this automation part.
Yeah.
What's the thinking behind automating the LCT process? What principles are guiding that?
Well, they're starting from standard interview practice, semi-structured interviews. But the key is using transcription tools for, like, immediate text capture.
Getting it down straight away.
Yeah. And the goal is to generate a graphical representation, the LCT map, that can be discussed right there with the participant in the moment.
Wow. Real-time feedback.
Exactly. Which then lets you talk about the links, the connections between different choices right then and there. And importantly, this whole process is designed to lay the groundwork for a future web-based app.
Okay. That sounds powerful, but also complex to set up. How are they actually managing the tech side, the machinations, as the paper puts it?
It's a clever workflow they're developing, still semi-automated at this stage.
Walk us through it.
Okay, so it starts with a Google form helps structure the input. During the interview, maybe on Zoom, they use transcription tools, could be built in Windows Transcribe, or just copy-paste from Zoom's transcript.
Got it.
The interviewer copies key bits of the conversation live into that Google form. That data feeds into Google Sheets. Then they use Power Query to pull it into Excel.
Okay, data moving around.
Right. In Excel, there's a drop-down menu. select the participant, and boom, it graphs their responses. The basic LCT structure appears.
Instantly.
Pretty much instantly. Then the interviewer and participant can look at it together, discuss it, add arrows, maybe overlay boxes to show connections or add nuance until they reach a consensus. The researcher reviews it later, of course.
That's really innovative, using readily available tools mostly to create something very interactive.
It is. The tech facilitates a much more immediate and collaborative exploration of the person's journey.
So thinking about that immediacy, what are the big advantages of having this LCT generated on the fly during the interview?
The benefits seem pretty clear from the source. First, much faster time to graphical representation. You're not waiting weeks for analysis. You see the map almost right away.
Huge difference.
Yeah. And that allows for discussing the LCT with the participant in the same session. That feedback loop is incredibly valuable for clarification, for deeper insights.
You can refine it together.
Exactly. And like we said, it provides a clear pathway to app development. It proves the concept and shows how it could work digitally.
Makes sense. But any new approach, especially with tech, usually has downsides or risks. What challenges did the paper identify?
The realistic about it. One risk is simply too much to cover in too short of time. You get the graph quickly, but maybe don't have time to fully explore its nuances in one sitting.
The speed versus depth trade-off.
Right. Which connects to the next point. With speed comes brevity. You might skim the surface. There's always the possibility of technology failure, internet drops, software glitches.
Always a factor.
And finally, it requires more from the interviewer. They need the usual interview skills, plus the ability to manage the tech and facilitate the interactive mapping process, so higher skill requirements.
Definitely things to consider. It really makes you weigh the pros and cons of speed versus depth in gathering this kind of personal information.
It does.
Okay, so where does the project go from here? What are the immediate next steps they outlined?
The plan is a pilot phase first, test it out with the research team themselves, then maybe just one initial participant to really iron out the kinks.
They're small.
Yeah. Then recruit about 8-10 existing or past med students for the main round of interviews using this semi-automated LCT process.
And analysis.
Then analysis of all that data. And parallel to that, moving forward with developing the actual LCT app based on what they've learned.
It's fascinating to think about how a tool like this, once developed, might evolve. How could mapping individual journeys impact our understanding of adult learning more broadly?
Well, you start seeing patterns, don't you? If you map enough journeys, maybe you see common choice points, common challenges, factors that consistently enable or hinder learning for certain groups. It could inform policy, program design.
Beyond the individual counseling session.
Potentially, yes. It could offer insights on a much larger scale about how adults navigate learning across their lives.
Okay, so that wraps up our deep dive for today. We journeyed from the subtle but crucial difference between choice making and decision making.
That internal consideration versus the external act.
Right, to exploring the really broad, holistic landscape of lifelong learning and seeing how this innovative learning choice tracker aims to map those incredibly complex personal paths we all take.
And the core message really is the need for that broader, more holistic, more inclusive view of adults as learners, recognizing the power and uniqueness of individual journeys and the choices that define them.
It really builds the case, as the title suggests.
It does.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. If our choices truly shape our learning, and that learning shapes who we fundamentally become, then maybe understanding the why and how behind those choices isn't just some academic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's actually a vital act of self-discovery, a key to navigating life more consciously, more effectively. So think about it. What conversion factors in your life right now are turning your potential, your capabilities, into actual, tangible learning experiences? What's making learning happen for you?